woman raises up and takes over and rules. If you read all these quotes, you will find that nowhere does Brother Branham say she is voted in. She raises up and takes over and rules. From that time, 60716. And so this, I won't have time in this meeting to tell you. In 1933, this is a woman's nation. It's the number 13. It appears in the 13th chapter of Revelation. 13 stars, 13 stripes, 13. Everything's a 13. Everything is a woman. And remember, thus saith the Lord, there will be a woman rule before the end time. She'll either be president, vice president, or it'll be the Catholic Church as a woman. I've seen her, a great woman. The nation bowed to her. It'll be one before the end time. Thus saith the Lord. Write it down and find out, you young people. See if it happens. If it isn't, I'm a false prophet. He says nothing about being voted in. She will rule, that's it. Laodicean Church, age 60, 12, 11e. But there'll be a powerful woman. Now remember, this is on tape too. A powerful woman, great woman. She'll either be president or it'll be a woman representing the Catholic Church, which I think it is, will take over here someday. And she'll rule this country. This nation is a woman's nation. Flag was made by a woman. It's number 13. She started out 13 stars, 13 stripes, 13 colonies. Everything's 13, 13, 13, right on down. 13 stars on her silver dollar now. Everything's a 13. It's number 13 and appears in the 13th chapter of Revelation, completely 13. Everything is woman, 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 woman. Right on down. And she took over all the offices. She's took over Hollywood. She's took over the nation. She's took over the offices. She's took over everything there is. Equal rights with the man, votes with the man, cusses like a man, drinks like a man, anything else. And just bait for the Catholic Church for the worship of a woman. They're already worshiping a woman anyhow. She's the best. An immoral woman is the best bait the devil ever had. She's worse than all the bar rooms that ever was. She can send more souls to hell than all the bar rooms in the country. That's right. Notice he says she will take over. Nothing about being voted in. From that time, 60, Yujo 716, P92. And so this, I won't have time in this meeting to tell you. In 1933, this is a woman's nation. It's the number 13. It appears in the 13th chapter of Revelation. 13 stars, 13 stripes, 13. Everything's a 13. Everything is a woman. And remember, thus saith the Lord, there will be a woman rule before the end time. She'll either be president, vice president, or it'll be the Catholic Church as a woman. I've seen her, a great woman. The nation bowed to her. It'll be one before the end time. Thus saith the Lord. Write it down and find out, you young people. See if it happens. If it isn't, I'm a false prophet. Again, he says she will rule and says nothing about being voted in. 70 weeks of Daniel 61:08-06, P110. Now that brings us then to the election of President Kennedy. And this car coming on the scene, bringing five things out of the seven that has happened exactly. Now, I predicted and said, I saw a great woman stand up, beautiful looking, dressed in real highly royals like purple. And I got little parenthesis down here. She was a great ruler in the United States, perhaps the Catholic Church, a woman, some woman. I don't know her to be the Catholic Church. I don't know. I can't say. Only thing I seen the woman, that was all. But this is a woman's nation. This nation is number 13 in prophecy. She's got 13 stripes, 13 stars. She started 13 colonies, 13, 13, everything's 13, appears in the 13th chapter of Revelations even. She's 13 and she's a woman's nation. By faith, Moses 58:07-M. Picking up the other day, an old book up there, reading some of the things that the Lord had foretold, already come to pass about this juvenile stuff and about how the war would come out. And all those things has hit, just the two things left. And one of those great prophecies, that is, for cars to be on the road with remote control, looking like an egg, only you don't drive it. It controls itself. And then there'll be a great woman rise up, because America is a woman's nation, and a great woman will rise up and be president or something like that in the nation, and then there will come a total annihilation. The entire nation will be wiped out. And that, I predict, now this is not the Lord saying this, the other about the woman and this is the Lord. Again, he says, a great woman will rise up, not voted in. Teaching on Moses 56:0513. I predicted that women would keep demoralizing and the nation would keep falling and they'd keep hanging to mother or like mother like that till they become a woman, become an idol. And after a while, that America would be ruled by a woman. Mark it and see if it's not right. A woman will take the place of a president or something of great, some high power in America. When I say this with respect, ladies, when a woman gets out of the kitchen, she's out of her place. That's right. That's where she belongs. Outside of that, she has no place. And now I'm not hard on them, but I just tell what's the truth and what the Bible. Used to be the man was the head of the house, but that was in Bible days. He isn't no more. He's the puppet or he's the babysitter or something. And now, no. The want to take care of a dog, practice birth control, and pack a little old dog around in their arms all the time. So you can run around all night, like J.D. Vance called them cat ladies. Even talks of this woman taking the place of president. And then he says that the women of the day would rather have a dog than a child, like J.D. Vance said. God's covenant with Abraham, 56:0428. I didn't mean that to do any harm, women. I don't mean you Christian women, but just to see women coming into politics and everything, it's a disgrace. It's a breaking of the American morale. And remember, this is America will a woman. I better leave it alone. But just remember this. I predict that a woman will be president before we're annihilated. That's right. I said that in 1933 by a vision. Sure, it's a woman's world. Where did it start from? Hollywood. All your dirty, filthy dressing and things, that's what's crept into our homes and things like that. And now comes through television, everything else. It's a disgrace. All of our revivals won't help nothing till we get back to the good old-fashioned foundation again. So much for that. The preachers will tell you about that. But now, notice when Abraham, talking to God, Sarah, back in the tent, when God said to Abraham, I'm going to visit you about the time of life next month, and you're going to have a baby. She will be, but says nothing about voted in. Once more, 63:11-17. In 1933, the Holy Spirit came one morning and told me seven things that would take place before this nation was destroyed. One of them is that it's on old paper there at the church. Many has looked at it, how that we would go to war with Hitler and how Germany would fortify and build a Maginot Line, or the Siegfried Line, I believe it was, 11 years before it was ever thought of, and how that automobiles would constantly shape like eggs, and how that they'd permit women to vote, and in doing so, they would elect the wrong president. And in this would be a woman stand up that would govern the United States, not actually a woman, but a church. Then I seen her with nothing but ashes. It's going to happen. Five of those things has perfectly been fulfilled exactly. How Mussolini would rise and go to Ethiopia and fall at his steps, and he would be turned to the people in shame with a woman. Many, many years before it happened perfectly on the dot, and it's never failed, and it won't fail because it's thus saith the Lord. And it's not contrary to these Bible, it's got to be. Stand up, but says nothing about voted in. Conference 60:11-25 said, this new dictator, Mussolini, will take his first step toward Ethiopia, and Ethiopia will fall at his feet. It did. It said, that'll be his last. He will end in disgrace. And I said, it will come to pass before the end time comes that there will be a great woman stand up in the United States, because the United States is marked woman. Her number is 13, and she'll rise up, either be president or, I put it in parentheses, perhaps the woman being beautiful and attractive will be the Catholic Church, but cruel at heart, and she'll lead the nation to pollution. And then it will come to pass that they'll have an automobile perfected into a place that I seen a family driving in an automobile that was glass topped and didn't have any steering wheel in it. It was, and I seen the other day that it in the popular mechanics that the machine is already invented. They can take it anywhere you want to by some sort of this radar control. Just set your post to it and it goes right on. You don't even need it. And it's glass topped. Stand up, not voted in. Why are we not a denomination? 580927. And in 1933, when the Lord, when we was having meetings over here where that Church of Christ is standing now, the old Masonic home, the vision of the Lord came to me up here and predicted that Germany would rise up and have put that Maginot Line there, many of you remember, and how they'd be all fortified in there, and the Americans would take a great beating right there at that line. It also said what would take place, and about Roosevelt and them things, how he would run and make that fourth term perfectly, just exactly the way it come to pass, and also said that cars would keep getting more like an egg until the last days they'd be just in the shape of an egg. Now, I said, it'll come to pass that those cars will not be run by a steering wheel. It'll be something another run. It's them cars they're bringing out right now, remote control for safety. Correct. You won't be able to enter into a city then, a 20-mile zone. You can just go 20 mile. You can't hit another car because it's remote control. See, it's going like that right now. And I said, remember, in that day, before the end time comes, that a woman, that now you all keep this wrote down, there'll be a great powerful woman raise up, either be president or dictator or some great powerful woman in this United States, and she'll sink under the influence of women. Now you remember, that's thus saith the Lord. She'll raise up, either be a president or dictator, that means she is already in some capacity, and then raises from there to either a president or a dictator. Jehovah Jireh 570309E. But we try to study it out. I'm not talking about the church in America. Looky here tonight. How many in here is saved? Let's see your hands. Every Christian in here. See? Sinners are not interested, hardly. They don't want to come. Don't care nothing about it. Just about sinned away the day of grace. I seen in 33 how cars would look before the coming of the Lord. They're pretty near in that shape. You remember, I prophesied this. You mark it in your books. I've told you many times, every time here, there'll come a time America is a woman's nation, and a woman will rise up soon in America and become a great person, like a president or somewhere, before the coming of the Lord, I believe. See, just remember that I've said that, and cars will become more like an egg shape just before the total annihilation or the destruction comes to this nation. Let us pray. A woman rise up and become a president. No election, just rises to that position. God keeps his word. 57, Yo 1, Tuandruai. And I seen a woman lying, vulgar as she was, and dominated the country. And I predict that a woman will either be president or do, or come into great power of some sort in the United States before the total annihilation of the world. Keep that in mind, and I have said it. Notice now what takes place. Jezebel, she ruled Ahab. She slammed him around. It used to be poor Papa, or Mama sat home with the babies while the drunken husband was out. Poor Papa now takes care of the baby while the drunken woman's out. Now that's not joke, that's the truth. I'm not speaking of righteous people, no sir. I'm only showing the spirit that's in the world. Notice a woman lying, vulgar, dominated the country, being president. God keeps his word. 57-01-20-E. And I seen a woman lying, vulgar as she was, and dominated the country. And I predict that a woman will either be president or do or come into great power of some sort in the United States before the total annihilation of the world. Keep that in mind, and I have said it. Notice now what takes place. Jezebel, she ruled Ahab. She slammed him around. It used to be poor Papa, or Mama sat home with the babies while the drunken husband was out. Poor Papa now takes care of the baby while the drunken woman's out. Now that's not joke, that's the truth. I'm not speaking of righteous people, no sir. I'm only showing the spirit that's in the world. Y610128. A few days ago, I'm not Democrat nor Republican, I'm a Christian, so I don't mention these things, but I picked up an old book there that the Lord had gave me a vision in 1933 when I just first become a minister, going down to the Baptist Tabernacle. And he gave me a vision that morning, and I seen the first one I remember of an international affair, and I seen that President Roosevelt that was in then, and seen that we'd go to a world war. Then I seen also that that was 11 years before the Maginot Line was built. I seen Germany fortify themselves in this big concrete place. I also seen they permitted women to vote, which was wrong, and said they would someday elect the wrong man. They just did it. And then, so then I seen the time of the end coming, and five things that the Lord let, seven things I saw, five of them has already come to pass. I seen a powerful woman stand up to the United States. You can write this down if you do so. It's going to happen. I don't know. She's on her road now. Exactly. And she took over. And then I seen the United States just like something had burned it over, hit it, and just something blowed up rocks and things. Powerful woman stands up and took over. Revelation chapter 1, 60-1204M. Look at the prophecy the Lord give me in 33, how it would happen. They'd permit women to vote. In voting, they'd elect the wrong person. Seven things was given. Five of them's already happened. The next thing was a great woman, a church or power or something, to take over in this United States and rule. Then I seen it just like ashes laying where it come to the end. It was the end time. It said they'd have a machine that could drive, that didn't have to have no driver in it. They just perfected it. It said 11 years. The Holy Spirit said to me, there it is on paper. You can't, it can't be denied. There it is on paper, as the Holy Spirit said. 11 years before the Maginot Line was built, I said the Germans, America with this President Roosevelt will be the rascal of all of them. And that's right, he was, not hurting you Democrats' feelings, but I'm telling you, it's not a Democrat or Republican now. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that we're talking about. I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I'm a Christian. So then they, whatever it was. But you notice there, she takes over the control of the United States.